We're glad we've got the opportunity to be together again.
非常高兴我们有这样的机会再次聚在一起。
And we're thankful for each one who is joining us this evening.
我们为每一位今天加入我们这个学习的人献上感恩。
Our prayer is that the Lord is going to bless us tonight as we study His Word.
所以我们的祷告是今天我们学习他的话的时候神会赐福给我们。
And so we just rejoice, Tom has been telling us that the weather in Shanghai is very like the weather in Vancouver.
因为我们也很享受很高兴因为 Thomas 告诉我们那个上海的那个天气和我们这里差不多。
And we like the weather in Vancouver very much.
我们非常喜欢温哥华的这个气候。
Jason, it's good to see you tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome to you.
非常高兴看到你 Jason, 对欢迎你。
我也很高兴看到你们高兴非常高兴。
And we welcome our ladies who are joining us on the Chesterfield. We appreciate them so much. They are faithful in their attendance.
我们也非常感恩对大家一直加入我们加入我们就是我们非常他们一直是很衷心的加入这个学习节目。
So tonight, Lord willing, we're going to continue our studies in the book of Ephesians.
今天的主若许可我们今天继续学习那个以弗所书。
And we're just going to ask the Lord in prayer before we study that He will bless us as we consider the great truths of His Word together.
今天呢，在我们开始之前呢，我们要祈求神呢赐福给我们，当我们学习他的这个伟大的真理的时候。
So let us pray, and then we'll get into our study.
我们现在祷告，然后开始我们的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for giving us a Bible.
主啊，我们非常感恩您赐给我们圣经。
We acknowledge that the Bible is the word of truth and it's the word of life. And we pray that we might embrace the truth and enjoy the life of God.
所以我们非常感恩圣经呢是神的真理也是一本生命的书我们祷告我们会拥抱这样的生命去享受这样的神的恩典
And so Lord we thank you for each one that you have brought together tonight
所以主啊我们非常感恩您把我们今天每一个人带到这里
And we pray that you will send others to join us
我们也祷告您会差更多的人来。
And we thank you for the strength and the encouragement that you give us in order to be here.
所以我们也非常感恩您赐给我们力量这样呢我们可以来到这里。
And Lord, our particular prayer is that you will open our understanding, show us your truth, and cause us to rejoice in it and live for Jesus.
主啊我们感恩求您呢把您的真理打开给我们让我们呢可以去理解这样我们可以去享受神的真理。
And so we ask you for your help tonight.
今天晚上我们祈求您的帮助。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well,So good to be with you again. We're going to start tonight our studies in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. If you have a Bible, turn please with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
再次欢迎大家。我们今天呢，如果你有一本圣经，可以翻到以弗所书的第二章。
Sometimes people ask us the question, what is the message of the Bible?
有时候呢有些人问我们说圣经它要传递什么样的信息呢?
And very often we give an answer which is a good answer, but just not a complete answer.
通常呢，我们会给他们一个好的答案，但却不是一个完全的答案。
And so the book of Ephesians attempts to tell us that what we've got in the Lord Jesus Christ is very great indeed.
以弗所书呢，他就是试着告诉我们，我们所获得的那神的真理呢，是非常伟大、非常深刻的。
And often much greater than we would ordinarily presume.
那通常呢是远远超过我们想象的那样的伟大。
So, verse 1 of chapter 2 of Ephesians summarizes our situation like this. It says, And you hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins.
第一节呢，以弗所书第二章第一节，对我们现在的状况做出这样的总结：你们死在过犯、罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
What does the Bible do for us? What does the Lord Jesus do for us? He takes people who are dead and he makes them every bit alive.
圣经在我们身上做了什么呢？主耶稣基督在我们身上做了什么呢？他把那些已经死了的人让他们重新活过来。
Most people that you would meet on the street don't believe that they are dead.
大多数你在街上碰到的人呢，他们不相信他们是死的。
They may say they've got some problems.
他们有可能说呢，他们有些麻烦。
But they don't realize that their situation is so bad that God says they really are dead.
因为他们根本就没有意识到他们的情况是如此的糟，糟到一个神说他们已经死了。
What happens when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
那么你信了主耶稣基督做你的救主以后会发生什么呢？
You are made alive. You've got life for the first time.
他叫你活过来，所以你是第一次获得生命。
And it's true, even many Christians don't seem to understand that glorious truth.
这个呢，也是一个事实，很多基督徒呢，都不理解，都不明白这样一个荣耀的真理。
So what is the story of my life?
我的人生的故事是什么?
I lived for a long time as a little child, but I didn't know the Savior.
那我活着的时候呢，作为一个小男孩活了很长时间，但是那个时候我还不认识主。
And then I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and I became alive for the first time, even though I've been in existence for about 7 or 8 years.
当我认识主耶稣基督，也作为他的我的救主以后呢，我就活过来了。就算我以前作为一个小男孩，存在了7、8年。
So Roy, you tell the people, how old were you when you became alive? When you realized that you had been dead in sins and you became alive. How old were you?
I was 55 years old.
Wow.
所以他让我告诉大家，就是我是在意识到我活过来之前一直是多长时间。我说我是55岁信主的。
So Roy, what kind of life did you get?
I got eternal life.
Okay, now, how good is that eternal life? That's what the book of Ephesians is all about.
他问我得到了什么样的生命，我说是得到了永恒的生命。所以呢，这个以弗所书第二章呢，他告诉我们，我们所获得的这个永恒的生命是有多么的美好。
So, let's go back again and see what we used to be and then what we became because we trusted Jesus as our Savior.
今天我们来回来就是继续看一下在我们信主之前我们是什么样的，那么呢我们信主以后我们会变成什么样子的。
So verse 2 says, wherein in time past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience.
第二节说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Who was our boss? Who used to be our guide?
谁是我们的老板？谁从前是我们的向导呢？
And the answer is, we used to follow the prince of the power of the air.
答案是呢，我们呢，也过去是顺服空中掌权的首领。
And that's the devil.
那个就是魔鬼。
Most people don't realize that that's what they're doing, following the devil.
很多人他们并没有意识到他们在干什么，因为他们在跟随着魔鬼。
But if you haven't decided to follow Jesus, then you're following the devil. Everyone who hasn't decided to follow Jesus is following the devil.
所以呢，如果你决定了跟随主耶稣基督的话呢，那么在你跟随主耶稣基督之前呢，每一个人都是跟随着魔鬼的。
Now, Paul says in verse 3 that we also all had our behavior in time past in the lust of the flesh. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind and were by nature the children of wrath even as others.
这个呢就是说第三节就是说我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
When you're following the devil, what you actually do is you live in the lust of the flesh and of the mind. You do what feels good to your body and you do what you think is good in your mind.
所以这个呢就是当你跟随那个魔鬼的时候呢，在你身上会发生什么呢？你就是跟随那些就是说你感觉好的东西，你去跟随那些在你认为是好的东西。
And all that does is bring the wrath of God, the punishment of God down upon all who have not trusted Jesus.
这些所有的呢将来都会带来神的愤怒，带到那些人身上，那些还没有信主耶稣基督的人身上。
Have we all sinned?
我们都犯了罪吗？
Yes. Are we all sinners?
我们都是罪人吗？
Yes. What do we expect because of that? All we expect is the punishment and the wrath of God.
那所有的这些呢，我们将来等待我们的是什么呢？等待我们的就是惩罚和神的愤怒。
That's what we all deserve.
就是我们所有的人都应得的。
Is that the end?
这个是结束吗？
No, there's hope. And the hope is that God can do something for poor, hell-deserving sinners like you and me and those we love and tell about Jesus. God can do something.
没有，这并不是结束，因为神呢，他在我们这样的一个可怜的罪人身上呢，有他的计划，还有所有的那些你去告诉他们主耶稣基督的人身上。
But verse 4 now says, But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us alive together in Christ.
第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
God looked down at us, And he saw that we were sinners and that we were hopeless, we were dead, and in his mercy, he came down to save us.
所以这个呢，神从天上往下看我们，看见我们这些可怜的罪人，我们都犯了罪，我们都死在罪中，所以接着他的恩典和怜悯，他从天上下来拯救我们。
And so he gave us grace, we're told, together with Christ.
他给我们这样的恩典，让我们呢和基督一同活过来。
Is Jesus Christ alive?
主耶稣基督今天还活着吗？
Yes, that's what Easter's all about. He rose from the dead. He's alive today.
是的，他今天活着，这就是所有的圣经告诉我们的，他仍然活着今天。This
verse says that those of us who are spiritually dead in sin, we have been made alive if we believe in him. We've been made alive and we are alive together with him.
这一节经文告诉我们，我们在灵里死了，但是如果我们相信主耶稣基督，接受他， 那么我们就和他一起活过来了。And
it's nothing that we have done, because verse 4 ends with the little line, by grace you are saved. We're not saved by what we did. We're saved by God's grace. He gave us a gift. We said, thank you, Lord. We took the gift and we had eternal life.
所以这个呢，并不是我们自己能够去做什么，也不是我们做的其他的事能够救我们，是借着神的恩典，然后神我们得救了。我们说谢谢主，谢谢主拯救了我们。So
what happened when we got eternal life?
所以当我们获得了永恒的生命之后呢，我们会得到，会发生什么呢？
It says verse 6. God raised us up together, that's you and me and all the other people. He raised us up together. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。So,
all of us who've received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we're sitting down right now, but we're sitting together, and we're sitting together in the world in various locations, but spiritually, we're all sitting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
所以我们所有的接受了主耶稣基督为我们救主的人， 都是现在呢，因为尽管我们的肉身现在是坐在世界各个不同的地方，但是我们在灵里，我们所有的这些信主的人，都和主耶稣基督一起坐在天上，就是现在。Now
we can't see that, we can't feel that, but that's where we are right now, and that's where we're going to be with Jesus forever.
因为我们看不见，我们现在是在天上的，我们感觉不到。但是呢，就是这是我们所有的将要，我们要获得的。我们所有的人将来呢，都要到天上去。现在我们在灵里呢，已经和主耶稣基督一同坐在天上了。So
just imagine now that there was a great big room up in heaven.
所以你去想象一下，在那个 天堂里呢，有一个极大的房间。
And all of us were gathered, all how many ever there are of us tonight, we're all sitting around in heaven in this lovely room.
所以呢，我们所有的人，就是今天晚上我们都来到这里，所有的信了主的人，我们都坐在那天堂里的那个大房间里。
And Jesus is in that room, and he is with us, and we are in him.
主耶稣基督呢，他就在那个房间里，他和我们在一起，我们呢，也和他在一起。Now,
if in fact that was where we were physically this evening, would you have come?
所以呢，如果今天晚上 你是真的可以去到那个房间，就是你亲自去的话，你会去吗？
Oh, of course you say that's wonderful. If that's where we were, I'd certainly be there.
你说当然了，这个太美了。如果是这样一种状况，我一定会去的。
Are you looking forward to a little reunion like this when we get to heaven? We're all going to be sitting in a room together. I'll shake your hand. You'll smile at me. Some of you I've never met. We'll all be happy together.
你盼望着那一天吗？在那一天以后，我们所有的在座的人，我们都会去到天堂，在天堂里我们聚在一块儿，我们互相微笑，我们互相握手，甚至你们中间有些人我从来没有见过你的面，然后呢我说哎，你好，我们互相在那个房间里在一起。
Now, the question of course is why are we there now and why are we going to be there literally in the future?
因为这样子的问题就是为什么我们现在我们就不去那里呢？为什么我们要在以后才能就是说实实在在的身体去到那里呢？
Why? Verse 7.
为什么第七节告诉我们
that in the ages to come, God might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us,Through Christ Jesus.
第七节告诉我们为什么呢？神要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
So let's assume that this little group is all going to be together in heaven in a few years.
所以我们假设一下，将我们这里的一个小组，一小群人，在几年后，我们都会在天堂里团聚。
And let's assume that as we're there together in heaven with the Lord Jesus, all rejoicing in the wonderful things he's brought us into, God comes into the room and brings some of the angels with him.
我们也去想象一下，我们这些所有的人在天堂里呢，神给我们带来的所有的那些极美的事情，我们正在享受的时候，这个时候呢，神带着他的天使们来到了这个房间。
And the angels say, Who are those people, God?
所以天使说，哎，神哪，这些人是谁呢？
And God says, Well, These are some of my children. And he says it so proud and so happy because he rejoices in each one of us who has trusted him as Savior. And he holds us up as a trophy for himself. And the whole group stand up and we give honor to Jesus because he has saved us.
所以这个呢，就神就会说呢，这是我的一些孩子们，他们所有的人呢都信了主耶稣基督，然后呢他们都是给我带来了荣耀，现在呢在主耶稣基督里呢，他们所有的人呢都信了，信了以后呢他们来到这里，就像呢我一直为他们感到自豪和骄傲，甚至呢他们就是我手上的那些战利品。
And God says, sorry, the angels say, God, that is absolutely wonderful. Did you actually save each of those lovely people?
那个天使就会说了，哦，这个太美好了，神了。所以你是救了他们每一个单独的个人吗？
And God says, yes, I did, but they weren't very lovely before I saved them.
所以呢神说呢是的我是这么做的但是在我拯救他们之前他们并没有这么可爱。
And then some of the angels might say, Now God, how did you save them?
其中的一些天使呢有可能说呢那么神呐、啊、你是怎样拯救他们的呢
?And verse 8 says, For by grace we are saved.
第八节说呢你们得救是本乎恩。
Through faith.
所以只有通过信
And it's not anything that they did, not anything we did, for it is the gift of God. That's how we got saved.
因为这个呢并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，这就是我们怎样得救的。
And so the last line says, it's not of works, lest any man should boast.
第九节说呢，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And so God goes around the group, and the angels say, well, there's Roy. How did Roy get saved?
因为神呢跟那个天使到处转，他一看，啊， Roy 在那里。那 Roy 是怎么得救的呢？
And Roy says, well, I was just a sinner, but when I was 55 years old, God said, Roy, would you like the gift of salvation? And Roy said, yes, I will. And he believed and he got it. He didn't pay anything. He didn't do anything. He just got it.
那神就看见若以，当若以55岁的时候，神看见若以说，若以你想得救吗？若以说好啊，我要得救。神说就是说好，那我就把救恩给你。这个救恩呢，也不需要你做任何事情，也不需要你出于自己的行为，你什么东西都不要做，这是一个完完全全免费的礼物，你只要接受就行。所以若以说，我很高兴的就接受了，我就得救了。
And then the angel says, well, now, Harold, how did you get saved? How did you get here?
然后呢，天使又对 Harold 说， Harold, 你是怎么得救的呢？你怎么来到这里的呢？
And I would say, well, I was just a little boy, totally insignificant, just a little boy. I hadn't done anything good. I'd only done a few things that were bad. I was just a kid. And God said, Harold, you can be saved too. So I reached out and I said, Jesus, I believe you. And he gave me eternal life. And now I'm in heaven with all these wonderful people.
所以呢，神呢，当时呢，我只是个七岁的，完全不起眼的一个小男孩。所以神来到我这里说，Harold, 你也可以得救。只要你相信主耶稣基督，然后呢，艾尔德就说：“啊，我要接受主耶稣基督，我接受这个免费的礼物，然后呢，他就赐给了我永恒的生命。这就是为什么我来到天堂，来到这里。”
And each of us then, the angel goes around the whole group, and each of us give our story, and every one of us say the same story. I didn't deserve it.I didn't even understand. I just said, God said he'd give me life. He'd give me forgiveness. I believed him. I received his grace. And I'm here too.
然后天使呢，挨个的问我们在座的每一个人，我们每一个人呢，都有我们自己不同的故事。我们说呢，哎，我们也是借着神的恩典，神拯救了我们。我们本来是不配得这样的救恩，但是神爱我们，他把这个礼物是赐给我们，所以呢，我们都信了主，接受了主耶稣基督，我们得到了这样永恒的生命，所以我们也都来到了天堂。
And after we've gone through the entire group, every one of us given his story, what's the angel going to say?
当我们把我们整组的人，这一群人，每一个人都讲出他自己的故事以后呢，你认为天使们他们会怎么说呢？
He's going to say, God, you're a great and glorious God.
他们会说，神啊，您是一个伟大荣耀的神。
And what are you going to say?
那么你会说什么呢？
You're going to say, God, you're a great and glorious God. You're not only good to me, but you were good to all of these other people too. What a wonderful God we've got.
因为我们也会说，神啊，您是一个伟大的荣耀的神。您不是光救了我们，您救了在座的每一个人，所以其他的人同样您拯救，我们有一个多么伟大的奇妙的神呢。
And so,The angel is going to say to one of us, all right, what did you do that was good so you could get here?
所以呢，那个天使就会对我们中间的每个人说呢，你做了什么样的好事，所以你可以来到天堂呢？
And he will say, I didn't do anything good. All I did was say, I believe that Jesus died so that I could have life. And I said, Jesus, would you please give it to me? I believe you. None of us will be in heaven because of our good works.
所以呢，我们都会说呢，我们没有做什么善事，没曾做什么好事。那我唯一我做的事情是说，我相信主耶稣基督为我而死，给了我生命。所以呢，我就接受了主耶稣基督赐给我的这样的永生。所以呢，我们没有任何一个人来到天堂，去到天堂是因为我们所做的善行和好的工作。
But after that, you may get a comment like this. The angel would say, well, if you didn't do any good works to get into heaven, did you do any good works afterwards?
因为这个呢，如果说是这个话题到这里以后，天使也许他会问你，就是说你没有，就是说做任何的善行善功，以便你能够来到天堂。那么说你得救以后，你做了什么善行呢？没有呢
？And each of us will have another story, and our story will go like this: because Jesus saved me.He gave me the opportunity and the power to do some good works, and therefore I did it. Because of all the good things he did for me, I said, yes, Jesus, I will do some good works for you.
所以这个呢，我们每个人呢，又有不同的故事了。我们每一个人说呢，因为我们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，他赐给我们这样的力量和能力，让我们去做这样的善行美事。所以呢，我们信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我们借着主的恩典，我们去为他做了善行美事。
And that's what verse 10 is all about. Verse 10 says, For we are his workmanship. We've been created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them.
也这就是第十节所讲的。第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
He said to the angel, Look at these, they're all my children. None of them were born because they wanted to. They were born because I gave them life. None of them were born by works.But having been born, and they're my children now, they all act like me, and they're starting to do good works.
这个呢，就是神就说呢，神说呢，这所有的都是我的孩子们，他们呢，出生呢，并不是说出于他们自己，他们并不是说因为他们按照自己的意志重生来到这里，他们所有的人重生了以后呢。都是说按照我的旨意去做那些善行的，所以他们所做的行为呢，这里每一个人呢，都跟我一模一样的。
My father was a banker.
他的父亲呢，是个在银行工作的。
He worked in a bank, and then I was born.
他呢，在银行工作，然后孩儿的出生了。
How do you think my father would feel if when I grew up I decided to be a bank robber?
所以呢，如果说我长大了以后呢，我决定去抢劫银行，你认为我父亲的感觉会什么样？
He would say, Harold, I'm not proud of you. I'm ashamed that my son would be a bank robber.
他会说 Harold, 我不为你骄傲，我该为你感到羞耻。因为我的儿子是一个银行抢劫犯。
But if I became like my father, and if I were an honest businessman and did things right, do you think he'd be proud of me?
那如果我决定呢，就是说去给我的父荣誉，给我的父亲荣誉，然后呢，我去做一些生意，能给我的父亲带来这样的荣誉，你认为他会为我感到骄傲吗？
And the answer is, of course, yes. He was proud of me because I tried to do good works like he did.
当然答案是他会为我感到骄傲，因为我做的事情呢，我一直试图去做跟他做的事情一样的事情。
Now, just a few other things about what happened to us when we trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, when we went from death to life.
另外我们再谈几样事情，就是说呢，当我们信了主以信了主耶稣基督以后，我们从死里复活，活过来以后，在我们身上会发生的几件事情。
So verse 11 says, Wherefore remember,that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands.
第十一节说呢，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。
Remember, in the days of the Lord Jesus of the Apostle Paul, there were two groups of people in the world.
大家要记住，在使徒保罗那个年代和在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，在世界上的人呢，分成两类。
One was the Jewish people. Here they're called the circumcised.
这其中的一组人呢，他们称之为犹太人，他们呢是受了割礼的。
They had had all the wonder of the Old Testament declared to them. They were born into the family of Abraham, and they had all the knowledge of God.
因为他们所有的犹太人呢，都是在那个。旧约里应许的那些所有的奇妙的事情呢，都在他们身上。他们所有的人呢，一出生呢，都成为亚伯拉罕家的人。
And then the rest of the world were people who didn't have the knowledge of the Old Testament. They didn't have the knowledge of the laws of God, and by and large, they didn't obey very much at all of what they should have obeyed.
因为另一群人呢，在世界上的人呢，他们并没有对圣经的知识，他们也呢没有神的律法，因为他们没有这些呢，所以他们所有的都是悖逆神的。
If you like, the Gentiles were what we might call bad sinners.
因为如果你是像那个外邦人一样。我们把他们称之为是坏的罪人。
They were so bad in many respects, they didn't even know that they were sinners.
因为他们那个坏到一定的程度呢，就是说他们甚至都不知道自己是罪人。
And then there were the Jewish people, and we could even call them the good sinners.
然后呢，这一批呢就是犹太人，这批犹太人呢我们甚至可以称之为他们是好的罪人。
They knew more about God, and in some respects, they even obeyed a little of what God wanted them to do.
所以他们呢，知道更多的关于神的事情。从某种方面呢，他们还小小的顺服一下神。
So what's the difference between bad sinners and good sinners?
所以好的罪人和坏的罪人之间有什么区别呢?
Not very much.
没有什么区别。
Alright, so what do bad sinners have to do to be right before God?
因为那个坏的罪人他们要做什么才可以在神面前称义呢?
They have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the gift.
他们必须呢相信主耶稣基督接受这个礼物。
What do good sinners have to do to get eternal life?
那些好的罪人要做什么才能获得永恒的生命呢?
They have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the gift.
他们必须呢相信主耶稣基督然后接受这样的恩赐。
So really, there's no difference between bad sinners and good sinners because all of them are sinners.
因为其实呢，在那些在好罪人和真罪人之间，真的都没有什么区别，他们都是那个必须接受主耶稣基督。
So I'll tell you another story. One man came to me one night. I was actually, waiting for a bus in the downtown area.
You know, 我要告诉大家另外一个故事。有一天呢，其实我在温哥华的市中心呢，在等那个公交车。
And a man came up to me. He was very drunk. He could hardly stand up.
一个人呢来到我面前，其实他已经喝醉了，喝醉了呢他甚至都站不稳。
He said to me in a broken slur, he said, Mr. could you give me some money?
然后呢他就站在我面前像这样说这声音都沙哑，他说先生你能不能给我点钱呢？
I said, well, I could give you some money, but you've got a bigger problem than that. You're a sinner, and you need God to save you. You're a sinner. You can't live like this. You need far more than money.
然后呢，我就跟他说呢，我可以给你一点钱，但是你的更大的问题，更大的麻烦不在这里。你需要，你是一个罪人，你需要得救。你需要神来救你，所以呢，你比要拿到钱有更重要的事情，你有更大的麻烦，就是你没有信主。
He said to me, "Oh, I'm not that bad, you know."
他说呢，你看呢，我并没有那么坏呀。
He said, "I'm not as bad as that man," and he pointed to another man that was a few feet away.
他说呢，我并没有那个人那么坏呀。他指着另外一个就几英尺之外的另外一个人说
And the other man was so drunk he couldn't even stand up. He was lying on the concrete sidewalk.
另外一个人呢他其实呢他喝醉了他喝到醉到一个如此的程度呢他甚至都站不住他就是躺在那个水泥的人行道上。
Now, which of those men were sinners?
这两个人谁是罪人?
They were both sinners.
他们两个都是。
Which of them needed a savior?
他们中间哪一个需要救主呢?
They both did.
他们两个都需要救主。
And the man said, I'm not a bad sinner, I'm a good sinner because I can stand up. He's a bad sinner because he's so drunk he can't stand up.
因为那个罪鬼呢说呢我不是个坏罪人因为我能站立得住你看那个人他比我更坏他是个坏的罪人他甚至站都站不稳。
But all sinners need a savior.
但是所有的罪人呢都需要一个救主。
So verse 12 in our study says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
第二节说呢，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
So before the Lord Jesus came,We were all bad sinners. We're Gentiles. We were all bad sinners. We didn't know about Jesus. We didn't understand. We didn't have the stories of Abraham and Elijah and Moses. We didn't know. We were just hopeless bad sinners.
所以在我们所有的人在主耶稣基督来之前呢我们都是外邦人我们都是那些坏的罪人因为我们不知道神我们不知道那个亚伯拉罕呢我们不知道摩西我们不知道以赛亚所以我们对神的知识一无所知我们都是那一群坏的外邦人罪人。
And verse 13 says, But now, in Christ Jesus,Ye who were sometime far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
第十三节说呢，你们从前远离神的人，如今在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
So the Jewish people, the circumcision, they become Christians by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even you and me, who are Gentiles, we didn't have the background that they had, but we can be believers because we're made nigh by the blood of Christ. Jesus shed his blood for the Jew, and he shed his blood for the Gentile too. It's all the same.
所以犹太人呢，那些称之为受了割礼的人呢，他们通过信主耶稣基督呢，他们可以得救成为基督徒。我们这些外邦人呢，其实是我们是啊，没有那样他们那样的背景，我们也没有他们那样的那个他们所有的那些优势，但是我们所有的人呢，都可以通过主耶稣基督信主，因为主耶稣基督靠着他的血，让我们和神已经亲近了。
So verse 14 then says, "For Jesus is our peace. He made both the Jew and the Gentile. He made us like one family. We are now made one because he broke down the middle wall of partition between us." Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so to make in himself of two one new man, so making peace.
这呢，第十四节、第十五节说呢，因他使我们和睦，就是将两下合二为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为了将两下接着自己造一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
So I have a friend who's a Jew. Now my friend becomes a Christian and I become a Christian. Which one of us is better, my Jewish friend or me?
因为我有一个犹太人的朋友，他成为了基督徒，那我也成为了一个基督徒。所以呢，我们两个人，那个犹太人和我，谁是更好的呢？
Answer, we're both the same.
答案呢，我们都是一样的。
Now, some of you are Chinese, and Karen is not Chinese.
所以你们中间呢，有些人呢，是中国人。那个 Karen 呢，他不是中国人。
Karen comes from Jamaica.
那个Karen 是来自牙买加的。
So which one is better, the Jamaican or the Chinese? Which one is better?
所以谁更好呢？是中国人呢，还是牙买加人呢？
Well, you say Karen must be better because she's got a big smile.
你说那个。Karen 可能会更好，因为他呢，一直在微笑。
Now, everyone who trusts the Lord Jesus as Savior is exactly the same.
所以不是这样的，每一个相信主耶稣基督的人呢，他们是一模一样的。
Some people in our world say you shouldn't be racist.
所以呢，有些人呢，在我们当今世界的人说呢，你不应该是一个种族主义者。
But Christians aren't racist. Christians love everybody, every nationality.
基督徒呢，他不是种族主义者，因为基督徒他爱每一个人，爱每一个国家的人，爱每一种肤色的人。
We have a little assembly. You've heard about it, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以我们在这里有一个小小的教会，你们都听说了，就是第16街福音教会。
Many of us at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel were not born in Canada.
我们16届福音教会的大多数人呢，他们并不是从在加拿大出生的。
So about 15 or 20 years ago, I said, I'm going to find out which country every person in the assembly is born in.
在大概20-25年前呢，我说我要去看一下。我们教会的人员呢，他是从哪些国家来的
We had about 100 people in our assembly then.
然后呢，我们在我们十六届福音教会大概有100多个人。
How many different countries do you think that those 100 people were born in? How many different countries for those 100 people?
所以呢，你去猜一下，有多少的人，多少个国家的人，在那100个人中间是从多少个国家来的呢？
And I may not be accurate, but I think I'm close. I think there were 27 different countries that we were born in, but we were all one together in Jesus.
所以呢，我可能说的不准确，但是呢，很接近呢。我认为大概有从27个多国家的人呢，来到了我们十六届福音教会。这个是因为主耶稣基督呢，把我们所有的人呢带在一起，带入进这个大家庭。
You'll remember what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 3 and verse 16.
你们大家也记得主耶稣基督在约翰福音第三章第十六节所说的话。
He said, God so loved the world.
他说呢，神爱世人。
So that means in Jesus Christ, there is no racism. Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me.Praise the Lord.
这个里面呢就意味着呢我们在里面呢没有种族歧视。所以呢主耶稣基督爱你，主耶稣基督爱我，赞美主。
All right, verse 16, that God might reconcile both together unto God, or rather that Jesus might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were nigh.
然后第十六节说，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便记这十字架是两下归为一体，与神和好了。第十七节，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
So the message was preached by Paul to the Jews, and the same message was preached by Paul to the Gentiles, and the same message is preached to you and me today. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，这样一个信息呢，通过使徒保罗呢传递给犹太人，通过使徒保罗呢又传递给外邦人，同样的信息呢，今天呢传到了你我这里，我们感谢赞美主。
Verse 18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners.But your fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
第十八节又说，因为我们两下藉着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。第十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。第二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，在基督耶稣，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
All right, so let's assume that you were building a wall.
我们来假设一下，你在砌一道墙。
And you wanted it to be a very beautiful wall.
你要这道墙呢，这堵墙呢，变成一个非常美丽的墙。
And so you were working there, putting the brick on one brick after another, and you said to your helper, "Pass me another brick."
因为你在那个一块砖一块砖一块石头一块石头的来建那道墙，然后你跟另外一个帮你哪的人说呢，递给我一块砖。
And so he passed you a Chinese brick.
然后他递给你一个中国的砖。
Or he could have passed you a Canadian brick.
他也有可能递给你一个加拿大的砖。
Or he could have passed you a Jamaican brick.
他也可能递给你一块牙买加的砖。
Which would be better?
哪一块砖更好呢？
And if the brick is a brick made by Jesus through a Chinese or through a Jamaican or through a Canadian, which is the better brick?
所以呢，如果这块砖是主耶稣基督通过一个中国人，或者通过一个牙买加人，或者通过一个加拿大人来造的这块砖呢，那么哪一块砖更好呢？
Okay, they're all good bricks, aren't they?
他们所有的都是好砖，是不是？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what if you were building something even better than a wall?
所以呢，如果你甚至去建一个比墙更好的东西呢
？What if you were building a temple？
如果你去建造一座圣殿呢
？In many religions, there are beautiful temples, you know.
在很多的那些宗教里，他们都有很漂亮的庙，你知道的。
When I was in Japan, I saw some Japanese temples.
所以呢，当我在日本的时候呢，我看到那些日本的神庙。
I've never been to China, but in Vancouver we have some Chinese temples. They're very nice.
所以呢，我从来没有去过中国，但是在温哥华呢，我们有很多的中国的庙。
If you were to go to India, you could find some very beautiful temples.
所以呢，如果你去印度的话，你会发现有很多很漂亮的庙那里。
Of all the temples that have ever been built in the world out of physical brick, which was the most beautiful?
所以呢，所有的世界上的庙，所有的这样的庙呢，就是都是用人的手所造的庙，哪一个庙是最漂亮的呢？
It's Solomon's temple. You can read about it in the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Kings.
这个呢就是所罗门的圣殿。这个就是说呢，你在列王记上可以读到，它是世界上最美的圣殿。
It was the most beautiful and the most expensive building that has ever been constructed on this earth.
因为它是如此的美丽，而且呢是如此的昂贵，在地球上呢，这是独一份。
It was built for God by Solomon.
所以呢是由所罗门王为神所造的。
So the question is, what kind of bricks did they use to put into it?
所以问题是，他们用什么样的砖来建造这样的圣殿呢？
And the amazing thing is that God provided for that temple, not just by Jewish people, but by many Gentiles as well.
所以这里非常神奇的呢，是神供应的给那个圣殿的建造的材料呢，不光光是从犹太人来的，同样呢是从其他的很多国家来的。
Now, if there are many temples in the world today, very nice, there's many of them.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说，如果今天呢，有世界上呢，有很多很漂亮的那些庙呢，其实有很多是很漂亮。
But if Solomon's temple was more beautiful than any of those,
但是呢，如果所罗门的圣殿呢，比那当今世界上所有的漂亮更漂亮呢
？What is more beautiful than Solomon's temple？
那么什么样的圣殿比所罗门的圣殿更加的漂亮呢
？Answer: The temple that you are part of, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ。
答案就是说呢。你就是那个圣殿的一部分，如果你信主耶稣基督的话。
Look at verses 20 and 21 and 22.
你来看看第20节、21节和22节。
It says, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in the Lord, that's you and me, in whom also we are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
那第二十节讲呢，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。这个各房就是我们每一个人。
What is the most beautiful temple that has ever been built?
所以呢，什么是这个世界上建造过的最漂亮的圣殿呢？
It's the temple that you're part of, that you're a brick in, if in fact you have trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
就是呢，这块圣殿呢，你是那块圣殿的一部分，你就是那块砖，如果你信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主的话。
Would you like to be beautiful? If you're going to be part of that temple,
如果你想成为那个圣殿的一部分，你想变得很漂亮吗？
If you had been invited to King Charles' coronation and you had gone, would you like to be pretty when you got there? Would you put on your best dress?
如果你有机会受邀加入那个查尔斯国王的那个加冕典礼，如果你去的话，你是不是会把你最美的衣服穿上呢？
All right. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the Psalm 144. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Psalm 144.
如果你有圣经，大家可以把你的圣经翻到诗篇144篇。
Psalm 144, we're going to start in verse number 12.
诗篇144篇，我们要从第12节开始读。
In this psalm, David says, this is what I would like all the people in our kingdom to be.
在这个里面呢，大卫王说呢，这是我要我王国的子民要成为的样子。
Verse 12 says that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth.
第十二节说呢，我们的儿子从幼年好像树栽子长大。
Okay, what are plants? Plants are shrubbery or something, it's growth that has a value. It is either beautiful, it's fragrant as a flower, it's good for food, it provides shade. All kinds of plants have value.
因为这些植物它会是什么样子的呢？植物呢，它们很多植物呢，它都会长得开花，变得非常美丽。有些植物呢，它的那个果实可以吃，很好吃。有些植物的那个干呢，可以去建造东西。所以所有的这样的植物呢，都有它自己的价值。
You know, some boys say, I'll maybe serve the Lord when I'm old, but right now I've got to have fun.
有些男孩说呢，当我老了的时候，我就会去服侍主。现在呢，我要享受人生。
I don't want to serve God today. I would rather play soccer. I would rather go to university and learn how to make money.
我今天呢，我不想去服侍神，我宁愿去踢足球，我宁愿去大学上学，去学怎么样赚钱。
God says, no, I got a better plan for you than that. I want you to be grown up when you're young so that you can be a beautiful plant, so that you can smell good, so that you can look pretty, so that you can feed people, so that you can provide shade. I want you boys, I want all you boys to be grown up when you're young.
所以神说呢，我有一个更好的计划在你身上，我要你从小的时候你就要长，你要长大以后呢，你要长成一棵树，这个树呢，你可以遮阴呢，你可以开花变得美丽，你可以结果实，可以让人来吃，你可以去用树木去建造房屋，你可以做事所有的事情。所以呢，我要你从小就去成长成一棵大树。
So if that's what God wants the boys to be, what does he want all his daughters to be? Many of you are women.What are you supposed to be?
所以呢，如果这是说神想要他的儿子们长大成树木那个，那你们当中很多人呢都是女性，你们都是神的女儿，那么神要他的女儿成为什么样子呢？
All right, you are to be like cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. That's what verse 12 says.
所以第十二节是这样说的，你们这些女儿呢，要如同房角石，是按建宫的样子凿成的。
So if I were building a beautiful building, and I wanted the very best stone at the foundation so that all the building would reflect it, I would want a cornerstone that was polished just like a palace.
这个呢，如果我想建一座很漂亮的房子，所以呢，我就去要找一个很漂亮的房角石，所有的其他的石头呢，都是按照这个房角石一起做出来的。然后这个房角石，我要它漂亮到个什么程度呢？是按照建造宫殿的样子给凿出来的。
Ladies, do you qualify?
所以女士们，你们都合格吗？
That's a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
When I was a boy, I said, Lord, I would like to be grown up when I'm just a youth.
所以当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我跟主说，主啊，当我长大的时候呢，我要成长。
And when I was 13 years old, I had a club in our school.
所以当我还是13岁的时候呢，在我们的学校里有一个俱乐部。
It was a club for the Lord Jesus, and we invited people to come along to hear the Bible just like now.
因为这个俱乐部呢是为主耶稣基督而设的，我们邀请人呢来，我们只想让他们听到我们的主耶稣基督，就像现在你们加入这个会议一样。
We didn't meet on Saturday night, we met on Friday noon.
我们并不是说在星期六的晚上聚会，我们是在星期五的下午聚会。
But in those meetings, we had more people on Friday noon than we have here on Saturday night.
所以呢，在那样的聚会里呢，我们的星期五下午的聚会里的人呢，比我们星期六来聚会的人还要多。
I've been running meetings like this all my life.
所以呢，他一生都在来主持这样的会议。
And I had a meeting like this going in our school when I was 13 years old.
因为在这个时候，他13岁的时候，他就在他的学校里主持这样的会议。
Now, if God was able to help me have a meeting so that I could be a son grown up in my youth, so God could make you ladies beautiful.Like a cornerstone for a palace when you're just young and when you're old.
这个呢，如果神在我年轻的时候，在我年幼的时候呢，可以把我帮助我成长成一棵大树，进来主持这样的会议上，那么神呢，他也可以帮助你，你们这些女士们，在你们年轻的时候呢，或者在年纪大的时候呢。把你凿成一个美丽的房角石。
back to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21 and 2.
我们回到呢以弗所书的第二章的第二十一节第二十二节。
And the question is, what kind of people does God want you to be?
问题是呢神想要你们成为什么样的人呢
?He wants us all to be beautiful so that God can live in us.
所以呢他想要我们所有的人都极端的美丽所以这样神呢就可以住在我们中间。
I asked my friends in a Bible study like this a few years ago. I said, if Queen Elizabeth were going to come to your house next week, what would you do this week?
所以呢在那个几年前呢我也在同样的这样类似的一个会议上呢问了大家一个问题。当时呢我说如果那个女王伊丽莎白下个星期要到你家里做客那么这个星期你准备做些什么事情呢
?One lady said, if the queen were going to come to my house, I would clean the house so that it would be perfectly clean when she came.
这个太太呢就说呢如果女王伊丽莎白要到我家做客所以呢我就会把房子整个的打扫一遍当她来的时候呢房间是干净整洁的。
Another lady said, if the queen were coming to my house, I would paint the rooms. I'd give it a new paint job and I'd get some new furniture.
另外一个那个太太说呢，如果伊丽莎白女王要到我家做客的话呢，我会把整个家里的油漆重新粉刷一遍。然后我要去买一些新的家具摆在家里。
And another lady said, if I knew the queen was coming to my house, I'd get a new house.
所以呢，另还有一个就是女士说呢，如果我知道伊丽莎白女王会到我家来呢，我会去买一座新房子。
Now, the queen isn't going to come to your house.
现在呢女王呢她并没有准备来到你房间里。
And King George isn't going to come to your house.
然后这个乔治国王他也不会来到你的家。
But God is going to come to your house.
但神会来到你家里。
What are you going to do?
那么你准备怎么做
?Paul says to the Ephesians, God wants a place to live.He wants to live in your heart, but he wants to live in your assembly. And you must do everything to make it a beautiful place for him to live.
对以弗所人说呢，神要想住在你们中间。那么说呢，你的身体呢，你必须有一个非常漂亮的身体，让神来住在你们中间，住在你里面。
So again now, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21.
再次来到以弗所书的第二章第二十一节。
And it says that the church, the people who are in fellowship with you, we are to be together a holy temple in the Lord.
而且说呢前房靠他联络得合适在主里。建长成为圣殿。
So if there were any sin in your life, would you be a holy temple?
所以呢，如果在你的人生里有任何的罪，那么你会是一个圣洁的殿吗？
Oh no, you'd say I wouldn't be a holy temple if there were sin in my life.
你说，哦，那不会，如果在我的人生中有罪的话，那绝对不会是一个圣洁的殿。
So you would say, Jesus, if you're building a holy temple for God to live in, would you please make me holy?
你会跟主耶稣基督说是主耶稣基督，如果您要去为神建造一个美丽的圣殿，求您让我也变得圣洁。
God wants a place to live. He calls it a temple, and it is your heart, and it is your Christian fellowship. He wants all of that to be holy. That's what we must be.
对于神呢，他想要一个地方住，他要住在你的心里，住在我们中间，住在我们这样的亲密的关系中间。所以呢，他想要你我和我们所有的人都圣洁。
Now that's true of Jewish Christians.
这个同样呢适用于犹太的基督徒。
And that's true of non-Jewish Christians like you and me.
这个呢也适合于我们非犹太人的基督徒，就像你我一样。
That's true of Canadian Christians.
这个呢也适合于加拿大的基督徒。
That's true of Jamaican Christians.
这个呢也适合于牙买加的基督徒。
That's true of Chinese Christians.
这是也适合于中国的基督徒。
That's what God wants from every Christian.
这就是神想要每一个基督徒要成为的样子。
Sons grown up in their youth.
你儿子们在你年轻的时候呢就成长。
Daughters polished just like cornerstones in a palace.
所以女儿们呢你们要被凿成那样，就要抛光，就像是你要做成的那个建造宫殿的石头一样。
Why?Because that's where God says he wants to live. We say, good Lord, you come live in me, please.
为什么呢？因为神呢，想要住在那样的地方。我们所有的人说，神呢，求您来到我这里，住在我这里。
All right, so chapter 3 now. We don't have much time. We'll just read a few verses in chapter 3.
所以我们翻到第三章，有所说我们时间也不多了，所以我们也只讲几节经文。
Paul says verse 3, For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery.As I wrote in a few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. First four verses.
你刚才的读的是前面的以弗所书第三章的前四节。第一节说，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。那样必见你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分委托给我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
He says now, there is a mystery here. We've been talking about the fact that the Jews and the Gentiles are together. There's no racismThat was a mystery in the Old Testament.
他说呢，这里讲的意思就是呢，那里有一个奥秘，这个奥秘就是犹太人和外邦人呢，他们联合在一起，他们没有任何的区别，所以这个呢，在旧约时代呢，它是一个奥秘。
It was so much a mystery that the people in the Old Testament didn't see it, they didn't understand it, they didn't know anything about it.
这个奥秘呢是如此的深奥，甚至在那旧约时代的人呢，他们根本就不知道，他们也看不见，他们根本就不理解这样的奥秘。
So that is one reason.Why we don't do things today exactly as they did in the Old Testament.
所以这就是其中的一个原因，为什么我们今天不完全按照他们在旧约时代所做的事情那样去做。
If we lived in the Old Testament, we would have had to offer sacrifices to God, offer animals, lambs, and goats, and bullocks,We would have to offer sacrifices. We don't do that.
如果我们生活在旧约时代呢，我们必须去献祭，我们必须去献一些山羊啦、羔羊啦，甚至小牛啊。我们现在不做这些。
If we lived in the Old Testament, we would have to, go to Jerusalem. All the men would have to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
如果我们生活在旧约时代呢，我们所有的男人都必须去耶路撒冷。在旧约时代呢，所有的男人呢都要一年去3次耶路撒冷。
All right, now the reason is we live in a different dispensation.
这个原因呢是我们生活在不同的年代。
All right, and I've lost the word, but it's in one of, here we are, it's in verse 2. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God.
In 这个里面第二节讲到，量必你们曾听见神赐给我的。
Now, this is some deep spiritual knowledge that every one of us needs to know.
这里呢是其中一个就是特别在灵里的就是神的真理我们应该知道的。
God treats the people living in the world today differently than he did those who lived before Jesus Christ.
神呢对待今天的人呢和对待在主耶稣之前的那些人呢它是不同对待的。
In the Old Testament, after the time of Moses, there is what the Bible calls the dispensation of law.
这个呢，在旧约时代，在摩西那个时代呢，我们圣经把它称之为立法的年代。
In the New Testament, there is a dispensation of grace.We're not judged, and the same way, we don't have to keep all the specific laws in the New Testament. We just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
在新约时代呢，其实我们称之为是个恩典时代。恩典时代呢，我们其实不必去遵循其中一些在旧约时代那样的律法，也不去遵循他们那些时代的一些条例。我们所有唯一要做的就是相信主耶稣基督。
And so the word dispensation basically means type of administration.
那这个年代它的这个词的意思呢基本上是不同的服事的年代。
Let's pretend that there is a man who has a wife and 4 children.
我们的假设有一个人呢他有一个妻子还有4个孩子。
Does he treat them all the same?
他对待每一个孩子都是一样的吗
No.
不会。
If he has a little boy, the little boy has a responsibility. He's got to listen to his mother and his father and the other brothers, but he doesn't have to do much work.
因为如果他们有一个最小的男孩，这些最小的男孩呢，他必须去听从他父母的，也听从他的哥哥姐姐们的。但是呢他并不需要去做很多的事儿。
If there was an older child who was 10 or 11 years old, the father would say to him in the morning, I want you to do this work for me when you get home. You might have to cut the grass. You might have to take out the garbage. I want you to do this work today.
如果有一个大一点的孩子呢他是10岁或者11岁呢他的父亲呢也许会要求他去做一些家务事。就是呢他父亲就会跟他说呢当你回到家里以后呢我要你帮我剪草或者说我要你把那个垃圾袋扔出去。
If there were an older son,Maybe he's 20 years old. The father might say to him, I want you to look after my car. You take care of the car. You clean it, you gas it, you're responsible for the car.
因为如果这个父亲呢他有一个大概20多岁的大男孩然后呢他会跟他说呢你来照顾我的车。 你把这个车呢擦干净清洁，或者说怎么有了就给我加油。
And so when the father goes out in the morning, he says to the little boy, you be a good boy. He says to the younger one, don't forget to cut the grass. He says to the older one, you look after the car. And he says to his wife,
然后呢，他如果这个父亲呢，他要早晨要出去的话，他会跟最小的那个孩子说呢，你在家里待着乖一点，做个好孩子。然后对中间那个孩子说呢，你要记着把草剪了，垃圾扔出去。对那个大一点的孩子呢，说，哎，你要是把我的车给看顾好，把它擦干净，然后呢，对他的妻子说。
So when he goes out in the morning, does he say to his wife, I want you to wash the dishes today?
所以呢，他出去的时候，他会跟他的妻子说，我要你把碗都洗了吗？
Does he say, I want you to take the weeds out of the garden?
所以呢，他说，我想要你把那个院子里的杂草拔了吗？
He says, no, no, no. He says, here's a few $100. You use it wisely. You spend your time wisely. You know what to do. You go and do it.
不不不，他会给他几百块钱，说你去把这个钱去花了，你知道怎么花，你是。知道怎么做，你想做什么你就去做什么。
What would you say of a father who treated each one of those four equally and said the same thing to each one? What would you say of that father?
如果那个父亲呢，他对待这个几个人都是一样的对待，跟他们说神一样的事情，让他们去做同样的事情，你怎么看这个父亲？
You'd say, that's a very unreasonable man. I wouldn't want him to be my father. I wouldn't want him to be my husband.
所以你说这个是一个极其不讲理的人，所以我不想要这个人成为我的父亲，我也不想要这个人成为我的丈夫。
Now, before the Lord Jesus Christ came, he had to administer the people in a wise way, so he gave them Moses' law, and they were to be guided by the law.
主耶稣基督来之前呢，神呢必须对待那些人呢，就是比较以一种明智的方式去对待他们，因为他给了他赐给他们摩西的律法，让他们去遵行。
And now the Lord Jesus came and died, and we follow God, and we do what he wants, not because he says you shouldn't steal. We do it because Jesus died for us. We love Jesus, and we want to do everything Jesus wants. We're not guided by the law. We're guided by the love that Jesus has for us, and we have for him.
所以这个呢，就是当主耶稣基督来了，他为我们而死了以后呢，拯救了我们。所以呢，我们现在呢，并不是说我们去做事情，我们只是按照旧约时代的那些律法，就是说你不要偷盗。其实我们信了主以后呢，就是我们在主里呢，我们都是有主的爱引导我们，然后我们对主的爱，我们不遵循，不去跟随那个律法，我们是因着爱跟随着我们的主耶稣基督去做主耶稣基督喜欢让我们做的事情。
So, Paul says, excuse me, Paul says to these people,In chapter 4, 5, and 6, I want you to work. I want you to live like this. But chapters 1, 2, and 3 show the reasons. And the reasons are Jesus loves us and he's elevated us to this marvelously high position. He wants to give us everything. And we say, we're not going to follow the law. We're going to follow Jesus. We love him. We're going to serve him.
所以这个里面呢，就是使徒保罗在第四章、第五章、第六章以弗所书里面呢，他告诉我们列出一切的事情我们应该去做的。所以第一章、第二章、第三章里呢，告诉我们就是为什么我们要这么去做，其实是那个主耶稣基督的 他把我们提高到了一个极其神奇的这样一个高度，让我们享受所有的天上来的福气。所以我们所有的人都说呢，因为我们爱主耶稣基督，我们主耶稣基督也爱我们，我们不去遵循那个律法，我们要遵循主耶稣基督，我们跟随着他去做他喜悦让我们做的事情。
All right, that is where our time runs out today. We're going to stop here and we're going to ask the Lord to bless us.
这就是我们今天的时间到这里了，所以我们要停在这里，我们要祷告，祷告祈求神的赐福给我们。
Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week, Lord willing.
所以呢，感谢大家来这里，如果主若许可，我们下个星期六见。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that you have done so many wonderful things for us.
对主啊，我们非常感恩您在我们身上呢行了如此多的奇妙的事。
You've given us all these wonderful spiritual blessings.
您赐给我们所有这些呢奇妙的属灵的福气。
You've equipped us so that we can serve you even in our youth.
所以呢，您装备了我们，所以这样呢，我们可以去服侍您，就算是我们年轻的时候。
You saved us. We didn't have to pay anything. We didn't have to do anything. All we had to do was say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you. Please save me."
所以呢，您呢拯救了我们，并不是需要我们付出任何的代价，也不需要我们去做任何事情。我们所有要做的事情呢，就是说，主耶稣基督啊，我们信您，求您拯救我。
And so, Lord, in response to this, may we say, Lord Jesus, I want to be holy in my life for you. I want to be beautiful for Jesus.
所以呢，主啊，借着这个我们的回应，就是呢，主啊，我们要在主里变得美丽，我们要为主，我们所有的一切都是要为主去做。
Thank you, Lord. We pray that you will bless each one who is here tonight. We pray for others who've been with us in the past. Bring them back and bring others, Lord. Bless this group and cause us to be a blessing.
所以主啊，求您呢赐福我们在座的每一个人，我们也为那些曾经来参加这个学习的人祷告，求您呢把他们带回来，让我们这个小组呢可以给更多的人带来福气。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all tonight. May the Lord bless you.